From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Just getting all set up for live radio. Love it. Love the organizations we work with in the community. Including coming up in the second half of the show, we're going to hear from Albuquerque Little Theater and Salvation Army and work they're doing together to raise money for both of those nonprofit organizations. Another nonprofit organization we have in every month is Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and we're always so glad, Mary, for you to come in. And you know what? We need to do this more often. You brought guests with you.
Yes, I'm so happy to have brought Brady here and his mom and dad, Julie and pal, Flag.
Flag, all right. And we are glad. I actually met Flag at, or Brady, I'm sorry. I met Brady at the Johnny and Friends annual dinner. Just a couple weeks ago?
Yes, yeah. In fact, on the 3rd of November at our Evening of Hope.
Yeah, and what a great evening that was, because it really walked through all the stuff that Johnny and Friends does together to reach our community for disabled. But, you know, since Brady's here, I want to jump into Brady's story. And, you know, it's live radio, and Brady is welcome to pipe in anytime.
Love it.
As a matter of fact, when we were at the dinner, Brady piped in anytime, and yes. It was just, you know, it just brings a joy to your heart and a smile to your face. So, Brady, thanks for making a smile, buddy. We're glad you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're very welcome. I will, Mary, let you kind of walk through Brady's story.
Sure.
Of course, Brady benefits from the gifts and the love from the listeners who've given to Johnny and Friends New Mexico, whether calling up and figuring out or mailing. But remember, Johnny and Friends, spell it out, and Johnny's J-O-N-I, johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico is the website. Okay. I'm excited to hear Brady's story, Mary.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna talk a little bit and then ask Brady some questions.
Okay.
And just so excited to have you here, Brady.
Thanks.
You're welcome. He is a treasure to us at Johnny and Friends. So Brady and his mom and dad, you guys were living in California just months ago, earlier this year. But 3 years ago, they came to Albuquerque for a family wedding and met Paul and Debbie Fasiliak.
Yep, who our listeners actually have been acquainted with for decades, really. The Fasiliaks have done great work with Johnny and Friends.
Yes, and in fact, they started by volunteering like over 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And then Paul became the first director for New Mexico, and apparently they have never stopped spreading the word. They are amazing, amazing people sharing God's love to everybody, and they met the Flag family. They came out for a family wedding, and of course, went over and talked to the Flags about attending the family retreat. And so they drove out. The Flags came out 3 years ago for their first Johnny and Friends family retreat. And Brady, we're going to talk a little bit about that family retreat, because I was told that when you got there, you were super excited, but that you didn't want to really join in on some of the activities because it was a little bit scary. There was that 45-foot water slide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you go down the water slide, Brady, at the camp?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Yeah, and my partner was helping me out, and I told my partner, like, let's go slow, and We went slow down the tunnel, and someone was videotaping me, and it was so dark in the water slide, I could not see anything, and I was sitting kind of like in a mat where you sit on, and some people were getting on their bathing suits and I was sitting in my bathing suit and I just got out of the water and And some other things I wanted to tell you at the radio is I was afraid of the horses, but I gave them a try, and some people got me on the horse, and they got me to wear a helmet.
Nice.
And some other things I enjoyed at camp was singing karaoke, and that's why I sing a lot, and my partner was helping me singing, and I was helping the everyone singing, and I was singing I was singing my heart out.
What is your favorite karaoke artist to sing?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have one?
We the Kingdom.
Nice. So a little secret, Brady. Me.
What?
I am a karaoke nut. I mean, I go about every week to karaoke, and I kind of channel a little bit of Randy Travis. I don't know if you like country music.
I do like country music, but most of all, I love Christian music.
Yeah, well, and Randy is a Christian.
Yeah, and all the artists I hear on the radio, like Randy, Lori, Scott, and Kelly in the afternoon, and Carlos and Amy in the morning.
Yeah,
they
that's so good.
They say happy dance, and they do happy dance on every Friday.
Do you dance with them?
Yeah, I do dance with them, and sometimes when I want to be a DJ for a Christian radio station.
Well, you're doing it right now, and actually a little bit later, we'll give you an opportunity to give us to say something that'll be kind of a DJ thing. But as we're going through Brady's story, Mary, so he came out for camp and clearly overcame some fears that he had, like I would. I mean, you know, I see that 45-foot slide. I'm not sure I'm interested in going into a dark tunnel I can't see and being thrown around and get all wet. And but the thing of it is usually you give into those fears, mm-hmm. and you trust the Lord in areas, and you trust. He mentioned a partner, which we talk about going to camp, that's a volunteer opportunity for people to take part in, to become partners for mm-hmm. people just like Brady, a young man or young girl that they can spend time with while they're at camp. And you know those partners, you know, they go to serve, but you know, just like any kind of servant opportunity, you go to serve someone else, and you end up, I mean, imagine hanging out with Brady for a week.
Right? Mm. They are beyond blessed when these short-term missionaries, as we call them, STMs, volunteer for that week. They take off work or school, and they pay their own way, or their church provides the funding, and they come and hang out with amazing young men and women like Brady.
Well, and I want to thank Julian Powell, too, for taking the time to bring Brady in, because, like I said, we met at the dinner, and he expressed an interest in radio and wanting to DJ, so we wanted to make sure to get him into studio. Now I interrupted your story. I don't know if we got to the end of it, but you mentioned Brady went to camp. Does the story go on from there?
It does. They came that first year, and Brady, as you heard, overcame some fears and was able to try some of these high adventures. And you know, Mom and Dad also had some fun. They got to have some time, like Julie, with some other moms who experienced some of the same challenges and victories that she does as a mom. And Pal also hung out with some of the dads, and they also had small group together, and there was time, of course, to worship. Brady got to experience those same things, and really, by the end of camp, Julie was saying that it was really refreshing to be around a group of others who understand life as they face it, and to know that there was no judgment, that it was a time of respite and fun, that some of these parents got to experience some of these high adventures as well. And so we are delighted and honored. And guess what? They came back the next year, and they came back the next year. And are we coming again this next summer, you guys?
Yeah.
Brady, you coming this summer, you think?
Yeah. Yes. And When I show up next summer, I think I'm gonna do more singing because
nice.
Because I love to sing.
Me too. Yeah. Me too, Brady. What about the ropes course? Is that an option? No.
No ropes course.
No ropes course.
But you can live vicariously through the people that are doing it as you watch them.
Go down
the zip line.
Yeah. And sometimes.
Oh, so zip line is a thumbs up.
Yeah,
yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Zip line is a thumbs up for me, and I was zip lining when I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Nice. So you're a veteran. Very good.
And I was like wearing a helmet, and some people were going. So I went down super super fast, and I almost crashed.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the chance we all take. Listen,
that's fun.
We're up against a break, but I kind of want to finish Brady's story if there's more to it.
I think we're okay.
We're going to take a quick break, but Brady, I need Brady you to help go as we go to the break. Before we go to the break, all I need you to say, and my engineer's ready for you. All you got to do is say, "We'll be right back after this."
We'll be right back after this.
Oh, we had a great time in our first segment. And listen, reminder that we archive our shows at abqconnect.online. That's abqconnect.online. And if you miss Brady, make sure to tune in because he's a promo in itself. For the family camps that Johnny and friends do every year. And there's a family camp coming. We're going to let you know about that date in a little while, but we want to go with the nearest event and go chronologically through some things that are coming up. Now, there's a few churches around town. We do, you know, I want to kind of give a shout out to not only the church that's doing the next one, but I know New Covenant Church, Paragon Church, Trinity at the Marketplace.
Grace Church.
It sounds like Faith is working on getting into that mix. Is that Faith?
That's correct.
Faith Bible Church on Central, or is that Faith EV Free in Rio Rancho?
Faith Lutheran on Spain
okay.
in Albuquerque.
however, if your church are looking to be a part of what Johnny and friends are doing. The respite nights or days are great opportunities for you to provide essentially respite for the family of someone who's disabled. And the person with the disability will stay with the staff and folks with Johnny and Friends New Mexico and the volunteering church for activities and stuff for a couple hours or more, while the rest of the family or caregivers have opportunity to do other things, get a little respite from the work that they do daily for the person in the family with the disability. So if you want to be a part of being a respite church, what's the best way for someone to reach out to you, Mary?
They can call us or they can email us, and we will come out and train their buddies, walk around the church, look at accessibility
okay,
challenges.
Okay, so let me give that contact information. Okay. If you're interested in doing that, you can call 505-835-5263.
Correct.
Or email newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. That's JONIAND. You have to spell it out. JONIAND friends.org. Let them know that you're interested in being part of the respite opportunities throughout the year. And what's the hope that there'll eventually be one every month or more?
There actually is one every month, but we could use more than that. We could use a couple at different places. You know, some of our wonderful areas out there, like in Arizona, have 30 a year.
Yeah.
We want to top that.
Yeah. Well, we can.
Yes, we can.
There's plenty of great churches in the area. And for someone who's listening from a church that, well, that's maybe something we'd be interested in doing, alleviate some of the fear of we wouldn't know what to do.
Sure. And I tell you what, it would be a great opportunity for them to give us a call and come out and check out Paragons.
Yeah.
So we can set that up with Paragon Church, where if you're interested in providing this, come and check it out and see how they do it.
Yeah.
It is not as scary as you think. We come out and do the training for the buddies. And it's really an amazing time of outreach to people in the community. You just don't know who's got somebody at home and they're not attending a church because, you know, they've had some harsh words said to them, or they just feel like they don't belong. And so this is a great opportunity to reach into your very own communities and bring some respite to a family that needs a few hours.
Okay, so the next respite is happening December 14th at Paragon Church. Now, is that in Rio Rancho? Is that?
It is.
Okay. From 11 until 2, that's Saturday, I believe it is.
Yes.
The 14th is a Saturday. And then next on the calendar, now there's other respites throughout the year. And actually, if you listen to KLYT, we typically get a list of these and we remind you of where and when they are. So I just keep listening and we'll keep you updated. And of course, Mary will update you as she comes in each month. Let's move down the calendar coming up after December. And actually, before we get to things happening in the spring, let's talk about the current opportunity to give towards Johnny and Friends New Mexico. Is there someone, there's an opportunity to double your gift?
That's right. We have a wonderful anonymous donor who would like to double your gift between now and the end of the year. So if you'd like to, you can jump on our website and hit donate.
Let me give that again, because there's a national site, but we really want to drive you to the New Mexico site.
Yes,
okay. That's Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I, spell out and, johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico, or just do a search for Johnny and Friends New Mexico, but make sure the URL you land on has New Mexico in the address. And then right at the top of the page, like most nonprofits, there's a big donate button. Just click on that, and your gift is doubled between now and the end of the year.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. And you can pick. You can pick to support someone like Brady in Family Retreat, a warrior, a veteran who will be attending the Warrior Getaway, or you can save for the most urgent need.
And there's plenty of opportunity to give towards this. The next family, now, not plenty of opportunity to double your gift. You need to do that between now and the end of the year.
Correct.
However, the family retreat we'll get to in a few minutes as far as details about that. Next on the calendar is in March. March being Disability Awareness Month, and of course we'll touch on that when you're in here.
Yes.
In March, anything other, anything more about that?
Something's cooking.
Okay.
So we'll be excited to announce that in January.
All right. Let's see. March and May, there's a golf tournament. How far along are you? Do you have a location yet?
Not yet. We have a contract in the works right now, but we'll be able to announce that also at the beginning of the year.
Okay. And I imagine that would be a four-person scramble?
Yes, it will be a scramble, four-person, a great opportunity to have a wonderful day of golf at a little bit of a discount.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very good. Then coming up in July, this one. Now, listen, I'm a military brat. I grew up as an Air Force brat. You know, Dad's in heaven now, but retired light colonel. He was actually in enlisted Navy, and then after more education, went into the Air Force as an officer.
Nice.
We got to see a lot of people get to see the world. We saw the country. Our only overseas was Anchorage, but it's just a great way to grow up. And many of these families who've been deployed, they're dealing with PTSD and other afflictions, and they just need this time to get away, to the Warrior Getaway. Every year now in New Mexico, it's up. Is it near Capitan at Fort Lone Tree or Lone Tree?
Lone Tree.
At Lone Tree Camp.
Yes.
These fill up, and they're not open for registration now. But when they do open, they fill.
Yes. If someone wants more information, contact us. We'll get you on. You can sign up for our email, or we'll just get you on a list, because once these open up, they definitely will fill up.
So stay with us through the end of the segment, because at the end of the segment, we'll give you the website again. We'll give you the contact information, everything you need to connect with Johnny and Friends New Mexico.
And if I could say just something else.
Please
about
do.
Warrior Getaway, it is not only for the warrior who comes back changed, but it's also for the family members. There's something for the kids. There's something for the spouses, both men and women. There are single warriors that come, but it is about refreshment. It's a time of talking practical tools in order to, figure out how to navigate the things that may crop up. Memories. A little bit of sometimes a little bit of moral injury. Sometimes there's physical injuries, and we want to come alongside them in every step of that journey and help them get back.
You know, I still have a memory. Abby, who you hear her voice here on Saturday mornings, I believe, on KLYT. Her family had been involved with Johnny and Friends for years, and she went to one of those warrior retreats and came back talking about, I think they wrote a song, something real special that was just heartwarming. The things that happen, whether at family camp or at the warrior getaway, they can be life-changing.
Yes.
Brady talked about overcoming fear with some things. And what a great opportunity as you know, you live with a disability, some things that might come easier to other people, you have opportunity to participate in and overcome those fears. I love it.
Sure.
The family retreat coming up June 24th. And again, this is another one. Once the openings happen, it fills up.
Yes.
So you want to make sure to get your information in about your interest in volunteering or getting your family there or going to a warrior getaway or the golf tournament. And if you want more details, we're going to give that in just momentarily. But Mary, I want to throw it back to you because it's always a bummer when you leave and it's like, oh no, we forgot to talk about.
Yes. Well, I got to tell you, wonderful opportunities right now for STMs also to sign up. So short-term missionaries or volunteers that become buddies at camp.
Yeah.
Really important. And
what's the return rate on those STMs? A lot of them come back, don't they?
They do, indeed. What happens sometimes is people go off to college, and so it may not always work out timing-wise.
Yeah.
So there's some opportunities for some new people to come alongside. We have full families that come and volunteer together. It's an incredible thing. And I think if we could ask Julie or Pal or Brady, what it's like and what has changed them as a family when somebody steps in and they kind of become part of their family.
Yeah.
They help in every aspect of
a real buddy.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that, Brady. That's so good.
You are absolutely right, but I want to be on Family Feud so I can be on Family Feud and I can say $20,000 and I'm gonna be
you'll have to be in the speed round. That's right, Brady. And
okay.
Hey, if you want to help Brady and family and other families get to family camp, again, every gift you give to Johnny and Friends between now and the end of the year is doubled due to a generous donor who provided a good sum of money. Up to this amount, we'll double the gifts for everyone who's giving. You can do that when you contact Johnny and Friends. Here's all the information you need. You can go to johnnyandfriends.org, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. Then you can also call 505-835-5263. Or send any email correspondence to newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. Now, some people are listening there. What about snail mail? Okay, I'll give you that too. It's 7007 Wyoming Boulevard Northeast, Suite B4, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Mary, if someone wanted to just stop by the offices, is that an option?
I was just going to say, come by, check us out, get a little tour, sit and talk with us and find out how you can join us by making a difference in lives.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up, but I'm going to give Brady one more opportunity to help out because he's now an official radio DJ. Brady, just tell our listeners, thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Can you do that?
Just
say, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
There you go. Well done, buddy. I got a new DJ buddy, Brady, and I'll get it right. Brady Flag.
Yeah.
Spending the time with us. Thanks to Brady, to Julie and Paul for coming in. Mary, always thanks to you. Open door invite. Let us know what we can do to be a megaphone for what Johnny and Friends of New Mexico is doing.
Oh, thank you so much. We so appreciate you.
All right. Coming up after the break, we'll catch up with another great local ministry. Salvation Army is teaming with the Albuquerque Little Theater. They've got a family event coming up in just a few days that you can be a part of to help raise money for both of these great nonprofits. We'll find out more when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.